98.1 KZE. Good morning. Thanks a lot for listening. We got Jim Lauderdale on the telephone. That was Artificial Intelligence from the new album Super Country Hits Volume 2. Jim Lauderdale is on the telephone with us right now. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Rick. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thanks. And how are you? You're driving and talking?
Just fine. I'm driving here in Ithaca, going up to the Trumansburg Fairground, where I'm playing this weekend, this Friday, with Dawn of the Buffalo.
Cool.
I'm playing Wednesday in Buffalo tomorrow night, but I am going a little early today. They have this thing called a culture camp up there at right before their grassroots festival. And so I'm going to be teaching a morning Tai Chi warm-up.
Nice.
Class, which I enjoy doing. Tai Chi is kind of my hobby. I've been doing it for, gosh, almost 40 years, I guess.
Wow.
And I just really enjoy it. I've studied with a lot of great teachers for Tai Chi and Qigong. And also part of my thing is, Rick, is that I meet is so many friends and fellow musicians through the years have had bad back problems, like severe. And I just, some of these Tai Chi warm-up exercises are really good for your back. And
yeah.
And I encourage everybody out there, do something, you know, do some yoga. Those downward dogs are great. Mm. There's a lot of different stretches for your back, but you know, I'm getting older. And one thing, when I first got exposed to some of these Tai Chi masters that were from China, that were at their age, they were so strong. They were older guys, but they were so limber and strong. And so that just inspired me.
Yeah.
To do this.
It's kind of amazing, Tai Chi. I mean, how it your body moves and how it's a martial art. It's it's an incredible use of power, and how to take somebody else's power and use that against them in a simple move, where you think Tai Chi is so nice and passive, but before you know it, you know, it comes in when you need it, and it's kind of surprising, but you get it all when you do it, and the whole flow of energy, your body, and you see how it could be used to defend or offensively as well, which is really cool. Well, that's cool that you're teaching a class on that. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And hey, speaking of fun, I'm going to be having fun at the Colony.
Yeah.
This Sunday. Yeah.
So.
And, this will be my fourth time there. And I really like it. Really, really love that place.
It's an amazing place. The sound is great. The sight lines are great. And you have a good time in Woodstock every time you play there.
Yeah, sure do. I do. I love being up there.
Yeah. Now, recently, and I was privileged to see you perform at the Hoot at the Ashokan Center back in January.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where you turned all of us on to artificial intelligence, and you prefaced it by saying, I want to be known as the first country artist who nailed this topic. And you launched into it, and you had everyone in the palm of your hands because they listened to every single word and chuckled right along. It was a great crowd, and what a great show. You did a whole bunch of really cool tunes, including a little tribute to Dawn of the Buffalo. And as you mentioned, you're going to be up there at the Grassroots Festival. Are you playing with Dawn of the Buffalo or at the same festival?
Yes, I'll be playing with them. It's about 27 years ago, it's hard to believe time has flown like that, but we did an album together. I met them about 30 years ago and just fell in love with them. And they invited me to start coming up to the Grassroots Festival. Mm. And I started coming up with these melodies for them, kind of channeling them. And we kind of jam out on these things at the shows. We were kind of doing more and more shows. And so I came up with an album's worth of material, and we recorded that. And so ever since, we play together a few times a year at some different festivals. So this is a real favorite. And I've only missed this festival twice.
Wow.
In that time, once I was had to have vocal cord surgery, and so I was out all summer. And the other time I was on the road with Elvis Costello in this acoustic band he had called the Sugar Canes. So that's it. I make a point. One time I was out on tour with Lucinda Williams and her band and opening the shows during the Car Wheels tour, and I flew back from Seattle. Luckily, we had that Friday off.
Wow.
So I flew from Seattle, and then on Saturday flew to Vancouver all the way back just to be there with them, because it means so much to me to get to play with them.
Wow.
I love those guys.
Yeah. Well, we love them too. So you're also, you're going to be traveling around this weekend quite a bit. You're going to be playing at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and I'm looking at their website, and next to your name, the schedule's not up, but it says Saturday and Sunday that you're going to be there. So a major rock star to be at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival on Sunday, then pack up the car and bolt to Woodstock and play on the stage at Colony.
Oh, well, actually, they might have given the wrong dates, because this, let's see, I'm playing Buffalo tomorrow night, and then I'll play Grassroots there. On Friday, then I'll drive up and I'll play Sunday up there. And so the Falcon Ridge is the following weekend, but I think I'm going to Portland, Maine. I've got to look at my.
Falcon Ridge is the
Boston.
Is the 24th.
So that'll be the yes, but gotcha. Then that afternoon I do have to all but back. That leaving early evening and get back to Nashville Monday. I've got to go to this Seattle in Portland that following Thursday, and then I'm back for 2 days, and I'm very fortunate I get to go open up for Emmy Lou Harris. She's doing a farewell tour of Europe. So we did the first leg in end of May, part of June, and now this will be mid-August through first week of September. And it's just so great to get to hear her. I've been such a fan ever since she put out her first record. And of course, Graham Parsons is really important to me, and that's how I just found out about her, was listening to the Graham Parsons records, and just went on from there. And she's just amazing.
Well, Jim, tell me, Super Country Hits Volume 2, great new record. Are you going to be playing a bunch of new stuff in your shows coming up?
Yes, I will be. And also, I've got a new bluegrass album called The Birds Know. And it's with a traditional bluegrass group called the Poe Ramblin' Boys. who are really fantastic. And that's out, and I'll be doing stuff from that. And I'll be doing a lot of songs I co-wrote with Robert Hunter.
Yeah.
That was one of the best things to ever happen to me, was to get to write a bunch with him. And we've written bluegrass, rock, country, blues rock. And I've done about 6 albums of our collaborations in those different styles. And so I really enjoy doing the stuff.
Did you, Jim, did you get to work with Robert Hunter, like be together in the same room, or did you send stuff back and forth?
Yes. We first started out, I was getting ready to do a record with Ralph Stanley, and he sent me a lyric, and I put it to music, and then he sent another one, so we got a couple. And then he came to Nashville for a few months, and we would write together. We wrote about 33 songs, and then I put out a record called Headed for the Hills, which is a bunch of those songs, and 13 of them.
Yeah, that album's fantastic.
And wrote with him there, and came up with a record called Patchwork River.
Yeah.
And then he sent me, I was start sending him bluegrass melodies after I got back from a tour, and he was so quick. Like I would send him a melody, and then in about a half an hour he'd send back a lyric.
Wow.
And then so we did a bluegrass record, A Reason and Rhyme, and then I went back to California for a 70th birthday. They had a surprise birthday for him.
Wow.
And party, and so I went, and then he said, hey, we got to do a follow-up to that record. So I stuck around another couple of days, and we wrote most of it there.
Wow.
At that time. And then when I was in the studio working on the record, I sent him a couple of melodies.
Jim? You there?
Then I collapsed. Did we break up?
Yeah, but you're back now. You're back.
Okay.
So you were saying he sent some melodies to you in the studio.
I sent him melodies.
Yeah.
And he'd send lyrics so quickly, like half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, he was an incredible man.
When he wrote lyrics and sent them to you, did you ever change them around, or were you like, okay, this is it, I'm keeping them like this?
No. Oh, yeah. I would. He would write exactly, like I'd have an arrangement of a song that would be a,
you're dropping. Lost you, Jim. Jim is traveling right now, and I guess he hit a dead zone.
There he
is. Hi. Are
you still there?
Yep, you're back, Rick. Jim. Yeah, can you hear me?
Rick, yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
That's
what
okay.
I was saying was, he quite often give me lyrics as well. Yeah. Rick.
Yep. I'm here.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. It's more rural out here. I thought I was going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, these things happen, and Jim's a very, very busy man, and don't miss his show this Sunday at Colony. And Jim, you're always a great storyteller. I love how you set up your songs, and you always engage with the crowd, and they engage back with you. And it's always a charming, heartwarming, as well as musically awesome experience. So, folks, don't miss Jim Lauderdale. He's going to be at Colony this Sunday And it's going to be a great experience for you to check them out close and up close and personal. Jim, are you still doing radio with Buddy?
I am. I'm on XM and Jim.
Man, lost you again. But you did say that you're doing a show with Buddy Miller on Sirius XM.
We have, yeah, it's guest and
This isn't working out, Jim.
I'm in 1980. There we go. I moved up to New York City. I met Buddy Miller in 1980.
Wow.
When I moved up to New York City in 1979, and we've been friends ever since.
Wow. Well, keep up the good work. It's so always entertaining. And you and Buddy have a really great rapport. It's really fun.
Oh, it's so enjoyable to work.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, Jim. We'll let you get back on the road because the audio is a little tough to get through.
Okay.
But
I'm sorry. Well, Rick, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we'll chat again another time when you're not rolling down the road, and maybe you can come by and visit us like you have in the past.
I would love that.
Yeah. So next time.
Well, thank you. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Have a great drive. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show. That was Jim Lauderdale. He is in transit, so we had to deal with a little bit of going in and out of service, and he's heading upstate New York. Now, you think you're upstate. He's going way upstate to Ithaca. So there's parts there that, you know, there's just cows and big stretches of road. So he's there and he's on his way. So thanks a lot to Jim for checking in with us, and thanks a lot to you for listening to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Jim Lauderdale at Colony in Woodstock this Sunday. Don't miss it. colonywoodstock.org. Get tickets. It's KZE.